So this is a question that I always had because I've done some solo elk hunting and I sucked really bad at it. One thing that I never really quite understood, and help me with this and help our visitors with this, you've been working a bull for a while. You might be moving with them and chasing them, for a long time. When do you think it's time to give up and try to go and find another bull?
Well, usually if I start on a bull and it's time to give up, I go back. I don't try to switch bulls because usually if I start a bull at in the dark and I'm on him at 9 o'clock and then finally I realize at 9 o'clock that I'm not going to get on this bull, I'll pull off him and just go for an afternoon hunt, because if I try at 9 o'clock and then tried to get over and find me a different bull, it doesn't usually work out that way because usually you concentrate on one bull. And when you finally realize that there's no way, and I've chased bulls for miles and miles and miles. I have a place that I hunted that was down in the Big Hole country that I hunt right on the top of the mountain, and you don't know how many bulls I've chased to Idaho. And I finally ended up buying an Idaho tag, and I could actually slip over there, and then they couldn't get away from me. And I actually killed two bulls, one in Idaho and one in Montana, that was 100 yards apart once, within about 15 minutes. So, but I usually about, I don't call usually after about, oh, 9 or 10 o'clock. I'll be done by then, and then I never bugle in the evening before 6 o'clock. And I've always just made that rule, I mean, I look at my watch, if it's 5:55 and the bulls are bugling, I don't bugle till 6 o'clock. And I've just found that that's worked for me, and why change?
So what are the indications? Like if a bull completely stops bugling back at you, or even if he's bugling back at you, but you can tell he's just moving with his herd and he's pushing them away, what is that indication to you that it's time to give up?
Well, one thing would happen is you will bugle and you will get no response, and you might bugle 4 or 5 times and get no response, and then finally you've decided that you're going to give up, and you start to walk away, and you walk 100 yards, and then the bastard bugles at you. That's kind of the scenario that's got me. That pisses me off more than anything. I just wish they would just shut up and go away, because you don't know how many times I've, taken up the hunt again, and I've had them do that 3 or 4 times, and then pretty soon you look at it's 11 o'clock, but it just doesn't make any sense to chase one that's running, because you're never gonna, unless you go to his bedding area. A lot of times, if they're headed to a bedding area, once they bed, then that's their zoning, and you can get them to respond from you if you get in there close. But not knowing, if you know they're bedding on that north slope somewhere, and you keep the wind right, and you sneak in there like you're making a stalk, like if you're trying to stalk a mule deer, that's the way you gotta hunt at that time. And at that time, I just completely quit calling.